We're in Simin Lamed Ches and Hilchos Tefillin. We are up to Sif Yud. We'll be doing Sifim Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, and ending the Simin. Sif Yud, HaKore BaTorah Potter Me'anachas Tefillin Kol Hayom. Someone who is learning, although it literally says HaKore BaTorah, is potter from wearing Tefillin all day. Zulas B'Shas Kriyashma and Tefillah, other than at the time of Kriyashma and Tefillah. What is this halacha? So the Magen Avraham says we are talking about someone who is reading Torah Shebiksav. And he says that the reason one is potter because Torah Shebiksav itself is an os, and therefore he does not have to put on the os of Tefillah, but only in Torah Shebiksav. The Gra brings down that this is something else. This is that he is potter from tefillin because we're talking about someone who is toroso umnoso. All he does is learn. He's learning straight the entire time. He does not have to stop from his learning in order to put on tefillin. He should not be mafsik in tefillin to put on mafsik from learning to put on tefillin. It says lamantia toros Hashem beficha. The tachlis of tefillin is to get you to learn, so you don't stop learning in order to put on tefillin. But say he is already wearing tefillin, he is not to remove them. In fact, according to the Gra, first of all, someone who is not Torosu Umnoso is supposed to wear tefillin the whole time anyway and stop whatever he's doing to put on his tefillin. And even someone who is Torosu Umnoso should not be removing his tefillin. Now, halacha lemaisa, this means that if someone is going to learn after davening, unless he has a problem of keeping a guf naki, the right thing to do is to continue wearing tefillin after davening and learn in them. There is no tour where we say that you should remove your tefillin because you're about to learn Torah. Now, what happens if someone was learning and then he stopped learning to put on tefillin and then he says, well, maybe I don't have to. Once he stopped learning, he was mafsik, now he's got to put on tefillin. It was only that you don't have to stop your learning, but if you stopped your learning to put on tefillin, you're chayav to put on tefillin. Sif Yud Aleph. Lo yachlots tefillin bifnei rabo. One does not remove his tefillin before his rav. Ela yifne letzad acher. He should turn to another side mipnei emaso because of the respect, the awe of his rebbe. The yachlot shelo b'fanav should remove his tefillin not in front of his rebbe. Now there are several different factors. There are some who learn that the reason for this is that his rebbe is not wearing tefillin and he is taking off his tefillin in front of his rebbe, and it is a matter of disrespect. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that is not the case. What we're talking about is a bizoyan of uncovering your head in front of your Rebbe. So what you just have to do is turn to the side so that you're not uncovering your head just in front of him. But there's one other case, and that is, say that it's getting dark, and your Rebbe is wearing tefillin, and you're wearing tefillin. And you're removing your tefillin because it's already after Shkia and time to remove your tefillin. You're not to remove your tefillin in front of your Rebbe because it's as if you're signaling to him it is no longer the time to wear tefillin. So it's like mora halacha b'fnei rabo. And that would be aser. But otherwise, during the day, the only problem is uncovering one's head in front of his Rebbe. So that there he should turn to the side, and it doesn't make a difference if his Rebbe is or is not wearing tefillin. Yud beis, hayotzarech b'tefillin u'mezuzah. He's got a home and needs mezuzahs. And he needs tefillin. Ve'ein yodo masek is likno shneim. He does not afford. He cannot afford to buy both. The halach is tefillin kodmin. Tefillin come first. Why do tefillin come first? First of all, because it's a mitzvah shebegufo. You wear tefillin as opposed to mezuzah, which goes on the house. The other reason is because tefillin have more kedusha. In practice, we don't apply this mitzvah in most cases, this halach in most cases. And that is because since we do not wear tefillin all day, we only wear them for Kriyashma and tefillah, so you can always borrow someone else's tefillin, as opposed to mezuzah, which has to be there all the time. So in practice, if you can borrow someone else's tefillin for davening, then buy a mezuzah and borrow someone else's tefillin. Whereas if you're in a place where either you're going to have a pair of tefillin or you're going to have mezuzah, one or the other, the halacha is that tefillin would come first. If you really have no other choice, tefillin would win. Yud Gimel Menuda Umetzora Asurim Lohaniach Tefillin. Someone who is in Cherim and a Metzora are not allowed to wear Tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are many that argue with this particular Mechaber. the Prima Godin brings down that you should therefore put them on, he would therefore have to put them on, but without a bracha. The Gra even holds that all of these people here, both of these people here, can put them on with a bracha.